Welcome to Your Q, an open invitation to come together, collaborate, and take action towards a more connected, informed, and thriving Douglas County. Your Q is all about celebrating, uplifting, and educating our community. Each week, we'll highlight the people, ideas, and organizations making a difference, and invite you to join us in shaping the future of Douglas County. Supported by the Ford Family Foundation and brought to you by Roseburg Schools. And now, Your Q on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Good afternoon and welcome to Your Q. Thank you for joining us on a hot and beautiful day in Douglas County. Tiffany, good to see you as always.
Good to see you as well.
We have a fantastic group of people with us today. Some student athletes, coaches, audio and video all-stars that Douglas County knows well, and AD. So thank you very much for joining us in the studio today to talk about athletics and how important it is for community. And so let's go ahead and start. We're going to do a round robin so our listeners know who we have. Joey Kieran, let's start with you. A familiar voice on the Score?
Throwing it around over here. Joey Kieran. People will know me from the Score and on here on News Radio KQEN as well, as doing sports stuff on the radio here. Been covering Roseburg High School for over 10 years on the radio, doing live broadcasts. And I've been here in Douglas County reporting on sports since early 2011. So I really enjoy getting the opportunity to talk about our local student athletes and get a chance to be a part of what their stories are, and getting to be able to tell those stories is always a lot of fun. And being able to follow all the action that these young folks are able to do, it's always a blast to be a part of it from the outside, but being able to be there on a regular basis is a lot of fun.
So, we appreciate all the coverage. It's great. Thank you. Yeah. Graham.
I'm Graham Fisk. I'm going to be a senior at RHS. I'm an athlete. I do football in the fall, and then I golf in the spring. I'm also involved in leadership at the school. I ran for senior rep next year, so I got that position. And yeah, I'm just ready for another great season, last season at high school sports.
Hard to believe, isn't it? Yeah, that's great. Harley.
I'm Harley Agee. I play softball at Roseburg High School. I'm class of 2027, going to be a senior. I'm very excited for my senior year, and I hope it goes great this year.
It'll be great. Hi, Janelle.
Hi, I'm Janelle Newton. I'm the head girls soccer coach here at Roseburg High School. And this is about to be my fourth season as the head coach here. I've coached soccer basically since I stopped playing, which was through college at Oregon State University.
Great. Great to have you here. Hi, Julie.
Hi, I am Julie Otley, and I coach cheer at Roseburg High School. I've been a cheer coach for 20 years, and this is season 9 at Roseburg. So I am excited to just continue my journey.
Lovely. Great. And Adam.
Adam Blue. I'm the athletic director at Roseburg High School. This is ending my 24th year here in Douglas County, at Roseburg High School, as a teacher, a coach, administrator, now athletic director. So excited about the opportunity to help our student athletes become student athletes and get that experience.
Yeah, it's great. We appreciate that. And we all know, at least in this room, and I hope the community realizes how important athletics is. There are student athletes in that order, but you know, we see how athletics can build confidence, build character, see so many of our kids develop leadership skills on the court and on the field, and also lessons that just last a long time in terms of how those are seared into our kind of ethos. So we're hoping to dig into that a little bit today. And Adam, we're just going to kick it off with you. I want to talk a little bit about, I mean, your role as an AD. Again, this we're talking about the full year, so there's a lot that's happened with athletics this year. Is there anything that stands out in terms of some athletic accomplishments on the coaching side, on the athlete side, student athlete side, community side that you're most proud of this year?
Well, sure. One of the things that's important and we're always striving for is the engagement from our student athletes. And so kind of running some numbers a little bit, kind of looking at what we had for participation. And as a whole, over the course of the entire year, we had 857 student athletes participate through that. Now, that number could be just a little bit misleading because you have like Graham who participates in multiple sports. And so, and I didn't dive into that number just specifically, but we had 857 kids participate throughout the 19 teams that we have. And that's programs. I'm not talking necessarily, you probably can double that, if not triple that to some degree. when you talk about JV and JV2 are our freshman teams. So lots of kids participating. That's, to me, that's, we want kids doing things, and that's important. This is, I think we'll probably get into it just a little bit, but engaging in athletics is a great character building opportunity for us, for our kids. And it's just, it's a wonderful opportunity. Lots of things to learn there.
Yeah.
So many.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, yeah, you're right. It's all about participation. And these kids are busy.
Right.
Like, they are so busy. There's so much to juggle that they have going on with, you know, schoolwork and then any clubs that they're in and all the practices. And gosh, yeah, you really have an overview of that. So
There's a lot going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, let me just throw this out to the group here. I mean, I'd love to hear from our student athletes too, our coaches as well. So when we think about athletics, everyone here has an investment in this, in some part of this process. So I'm just curious, throw this out there. Why does it matter when we think about these athletics and activities and experiences for our community and our youth? Why is it so important?
I think it's important because it's a part that kids work for. Like, they see it as kind of like their job. Like, they look at what they're working for or playing towards, but they also could have family that also did the same as them, and they kind of want to improve or thrive to be like them or take the next step and go farther in life with sports.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, I think that sports are a great opportunity for kids to pursue their passions. School is obviously the top priority, but that's not really a choice. And so this is a chance for kids to, you know, pursue their passions, see how much they can grow, push themselves. One of, you know, everyone, coaches, parents, probably athletes as well, just talk about the importance of adversity and learning how to struggle, learning how to fail. And they feel like in our, you know, instant gratification society, and AI does so much for us now, AI cannot help you, you know, develop as a softball player or a football player. Like, you have to actually put in the work. And there's a great satisfaction that comes with that. When kids see the progress, they know they've earned it. And I think that's a great feeling to know that your hard work paid off and you can see the growth from it. So
we saw some really great examples of that. I mean, we've got, obviously, cheer. Mm-hmm. Julie had a fantastic year. Softball has a fantastic year. Soccer's had a fantastic year. So many things. So maybe dive into that a little bit. What did you see this year that built character? What kind of things did you see that where kids were driven? And what kind of made you remember why coaching and being around these student athletes matters?
For cheer specifically this year, we faced some of our greatest challenges that we've had in the history of our program with injuries and competition, how strong it was throughout the state, because cheer is no longer something that is just to perform on the sidelines and to dance and to, you know, throw things into the crowd and support the teams. While we love doing that, it's an amazing thing to do. Cheer has become a very athletically competitive sport. And so the kids had to face that in their fight all the way up to nationals. So they learned perseverance was a big one. I saw that just their ability to face things head on increased exponentially throughout the season. Their ability to manage their time well, because our demands increased in time and they still had to manage schoolwork and grades, family time, friend time. Balancing that out was a huge learning opportunity for them. And by the end of season, they were so much better at it. Even just their character and integrity, learning how to speak for their needs and advocate for themselves was a huge deal. So it's more than just the skill of, you know, great, you can flip backwards and you can climb to the top of a pyramid and be thrown off and be caught, but are you a better human? And that's what we faced and succeeded at, I think, this year.
Yeah, it was a really successful season.
Oh, yeah.
For cheer, right? So talk a little about, mm-hmm. Went to Nationals back in...
So we went to Nationals in Las Vegas. We ended up becoming national champions in fight song. So first national champion for cheer in Rosework history, which is really cool to be, you know, setting that legacy. We also, if you look over the last 5 to 6 years, we have placed in the top 5 at state all of those years except one. So this is coming from a program that hadn't placed at state since 2002, I think, was the last time they placed. And so we we really are starting to make our name known in the state, but also beyond the skill of that, we're making our name known for being kind and accommodating athletes to other teams, which I think is the greatest thing. When you get a compliment from another coach about how great your kids are, that is, I think that's the definition of success.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
And I will tell you, I receive these comments about our student athletes all the time from people in the community. We had a group on an airplane heading down to Anaheim and got a call from the airline about like it was the best behaved group. This is very common, actually. It is a sense of community pride. We have amazing coaches, great families, fantastic young people. And it is pretty special.
Yeah,
it really is. And cheer is such a unique sport too, because it involves all the seasons, mm-hmm. right? And so your girls are working hard.
We are almost year round. I shouldn't say technically year round. We have April off if we don't start open gyms in April. And that's pretty much it. Otherwise, we start our open gyms and tryouts in May. We start practicing through the summer and we go all the way through kind of the middle of March, depending on how basketball teams do. Yeah. And then now cheer has morphed into Stunt the Sport, which we introduced in Oregon as a club this year, which Stunt is an actual NCAA sport that you can get a championship in. You can earn scholarships to go to college with it. And we were the starting team for it in Oregon and went undefeated all season. So we didn't have a ton of games, but it was really an honor to be the team that introduced that into the state and then built up the hunger for it with the other teams. They're so excited for it.
Yeah. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe we hosted the first game.
We did. We hosted the first and last game, stunt game.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I didn't know that. That's great.
Yeah.
Leading the way.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
That's really good.
And I would do a little side note, too, because I don't know that Julie's going to do it, but she was also named Coach of the Year for the state of Oregon for 6A under from the OACA, Oregon Athletic Coaches Association. So
awesome.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
So cool.
Really great.
Plug there for her.
Great.
We're very lucky to have you.
Oh, I feel lucky to coach here, honestly.
Yeah, it's been great. Just pivot real quick, Janelle, and then we want to get to some kiddos here. Great, great season for our young people, young girls as well on the soccer field.
Thanks.
And anything stick out to you with this year? And I do love, Julie, what you said about like, it's about being human. So we want to have these kids that have great experiences and win and also lose. I appreciate you bringing that up. There's grace and learning and losing as well. But ultimately, I love the idea of that human aspect of helping people.
Yeah. As far as our girls soccer season, I just finished my third season as a head coach. And just every year, we kind of keep taking steps in the right direction. And the first year I took over as head coach, you know, I was talking to the girls and I asked them, you know, what do you want people to think of when they think of Roseburg soccer? And she said, I'm tired of being the easy win on other people's calendar. I want people to think of us and think of us that we're tough and that every time they play us, it's going to be a tough match. And that doesn't mean we're going to win every game, but they know that we're always going to give it a fight and it's not an easy win. And that was really special. That young lady was a sophomore. And so she just graduated this past year, Aline Miller. She was a team captain, just an awesome kid. She's a multi-sport athlete. And I just thought kind of full circle, her freshman year, unfortunately, they were at the bottom of the league that year. And this year, we only lost 3 games the whole year and every single one of those games was by 1 goal. And so just knowing that, not super realistic to expect to go undefeated every season, you know, the whole time, every season, but when people show up, we're gonna fight, we're gonna be tough. And then senior night this year, we beat Sheldon for the first time in probably over a decade. I don't know the last time we beat Sheldon, but they are continually the top team in our league every year, first or second. And they were league champs again this year. And you know, to just compete with a team like that used to, I mean, it was an easy win for them. Just seeing that growth in the kids and seeing their confidence is so great. Seeing them believe in themselves. And my first year when I took over, I believed in them and they would believe in themselves for spurts, you know, but then if we got scored on, you could see kind of the confidence dip in it. So just to see that growth and their confidence and knowing even if we get scored on, like we're coming back, like we're not rolling over. We're going to keep coming back at people. And even our playoff game, we went up to Tualatin and had a had a tough match, and we took them to overtime before they scored a goal in the last minute. We were about to go to a shootout. But even that growth, I mean, my first year we didn't make playoffs, and then my second year we did, in Lincoln, up in Portland. You know, it was an eye-opening experience for our girls. And so just, again, to see that growth, like going up to Portland again against all the big dogs and the girls who play year-round soccer, a lot of girls playing for the Thorns Academy and, you know, all these things. And just to be able to compete with them on their home turf and give them a tough game. And I was super proud of our girls and just the way that they supported each other even through the tough losses. So it was a very tight-knit, like, family vibe with the team, and just seeing how the girls loved each other and supported each other was my favorite part of all of it. So,
and they were tenacious. I mean, it was great. The girls were tenacious and cohesive. And, you know, sometimes those two things are an uncommon recipe, but it's a common recipe when we see athletes being successful. It's a great season for them as well.
Like this fire inside that comes out, and when people unite in that, and you can feel that spirit in the crowd too, and it's powerful.
No, Janelle did a great job. She's also not going to say anything, but she was also named Coach of the Year for our Southwest Conference, so, which has been a long time since that's happened. Yeah. So she's done a fantastic job establishing that program into being what it is right now. So, yeah.
Yeah, so much to be excited about.
Correct.
It's really
Correct.
Good.
It's about break time, yep. But yes, stick with us because we are going to hear from our student athletes that are here with us today, and they have some really important things to say about their experience in athletics.
The conversation continues shortly. This is Your Cue on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. This is Your Cue, part of KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right, welcome back to Your Cue. Great conversation. We've got great guests here today, coaches and student athletes and AD, and Joey Kieran, the one and only here as well. So I want to ask a couple of student athletes. These are great young people, Roseburg High School, so Harley and Graham. So as you look back on this year, and let's talk specifically, and it doesn't have to just be about sports, but you look back on your season and the year, is there something that stands out to you? Is something, a memory you think that you'll hold on to a while? Something that was impactful for you this year?
This was my first year here at Roseburg. And something that was impactful to me is that when I came here, I was treated different in that I loved it here. I enjoyed my experience here. I was happier. Everyone was nicer. Athletics were so much better. Everyone was involved. We had an athletic trainer. It was just made me very happy to be in a new environment.
Yeah, yeah. And how do you think, Arlie, there's like the school aspect of involvement, and sometimes people, you know, if you move to a new place, sometimes it's difficult to kind of fit in. Were athletics for you and teams, that something that you felt kind of sped up that bond for you?
I knew at the end of last year that I was transferring here, and so I just decided to go to open gyms early and try to make new friends. And I feel like even though there was so much going on our volleyball team, that it was so easy to make friends on our team because we had so many nice girls.
Yeah, that's great.
That's so great.
That's great. Great to hear. It's really good. Graham, what about you? In terms of like those memories.
The moment that like has stuck with me was like during football season. You know, we started off with a win and then we had a few losses, but the team morale, it was still there. Even after losses, we all still stayed together. None of us quit. We all stuck together. Still played our hearts out every game, no matter what. Team dinners was always bonding moments, so there was never any conflicts in the team. And I think that's just what part I love about football is the connections you make with your teammates. Even through hard losses or wins, you still have those connections with your teammates. Yeah. And senior night, like, this is my first year really on varsity, so I really got to like grow with the seniors. So definitely like sad when you realize like this is their like last game and now you're on to the next year and you're filling in their spots.
Yeah, it's interesting. I'm struck by the comment of like no conflict, because it seems like the world's full of conflict, right? Particularly when things get hard, right? It seems like there's a lot of conflict seems to be the norm. And that's actually really interesting that like you've got a group of people that are pretty united around a goal of supporting each other. And
well, thing is, if you have conflict on a team, nothing's gonna get done.
Yeah.
If you're yelling at a teammate, then it's going to cause other teammates to get involved. And the job that you guys are trying to accomplish on the field or on the court, it's not going to get finished because there's so many other things happening that you're not focused on what's actually supposed to be going on.
there's some of the say for like a coach, you know, investing in the players too, right? That is something that they all experience, and him and the coach leading a group of people with such deep investment. I think that that's contagious, like to rub off on the players as well, that they start investing in one another. How would you describe your experience being coached and the investment there from your coaches?
I mean, all our coaches show up to our workouts right now. We just had 2 weeks of spring ball. All the coaches showed up, and our head coach, Watson, he brought all the seniors up and goes, all right, I coach you guys to make you better men, and I want you to know that you have freshmen coming in, and I hope that you, like, find a freshman this year, spend a day with them, and then for the rest of the year, check in on them, ask how they're doing, just stay in touch with them, just be there for them, because it's a fresh year for them, they're new, and yeah. Wow. So coaching, showing up for the kids is important, because then it leaves that impact that the kids need to show up for their teammates that are going to be the future of the program.
I love that. I love how we're going to, you know, make you better men. And I think that's a huge part of coaching, that it's coaches aren't just investing in the athlete, they're investing in the person. Yeah.
So Joey Kieran, we have you in studio here, and I'm curious, I've got a question kind of for you, but it's kind of for everybody as well. And the question is this, I'm interested in the coach and the student athlete perspective and AD perspective on this as well. These events are really community events. So there's like, when a game's played, there's a lot that happens. There's like an individual who's been preparing, there's a team preparing, you're working on offense or defense or skill building, but also it's an opportunity for the community to come and support. And you've done a lot, Joey, in the community to really expand the opportunity to the community. But I want to hear a little bit more about that. But also, I just want to kind of put this out there. How important is the community showing up for our young people? Like when you look up and you see a packed gym or packed stands, or curious about that. And then also just about the importance of community as it comes to athletics.
Well, I know, like, from my personal experience as an athlete when I was a high schooler, like, and the reason why I'm still involved in athletics as a career was that the team aspect, that unity of being on a team, like that building the family, the camaraderie, the chemistry with your teammates and that locker room feel was something that just drew me to athletics. I enjoyed being able to have people that, even like Carly was talking about, she was new in a new spot. I moved my eighth grade year. And the way I made friends right away was because of football practice going into the fall term at middle school. And that's how I then made friends going into high school. So that community team aspect has always been something that really drew me in. And I knew at 5'8" and 150 pounds soaked and wet, I was not going to be a middle linebacker for the Oregon Ducks when I graduated from high school. So my way of staying with it ended up being journalism and broadcasting and reporting. And we want to, everybody talks about wanting to build the next generation for the future. What better way to be there to witness them growing as young adults and being able to be there and witness them going through the ups and downs and being able to be that support. You know, I'm more trying to be a fly on the wall a lot of times, but you know, I spend times down in the locker rooms or at the benches or in the dugouts or wherever it may be, talking to student athletes from time to time, hearing how their experiences are going. And you know, sometimes you can lend a helpful hand or a word of congratulations to let them know that, you know, that effort that they're putting in isn't just done for their own sake. Isn't it just done in a vacuum where nobody sees it? Like, people notice that they're doing this stuff. And the more people that are out there, it just makes it that much more enjoyable for a student athlete, continues to get people out. You know, Adam's talking about how many student athletes participated this year. It's great to see those numbers. But I mean, the more that are in it, it brings that more sense of community and camaraderie. And it's just, you know, just knowing that people are out there and they actually care and that they're interested and that they're involved in what you're doing. And it means so much. And it just, I think, helps build you as a person to just kind of have that sense of pride in what you're doing and that it's worth it and to keep going with it. So, yeah, it's really great to see those atmospheres really show up and seeing places like Finlay Field packed for whatever sporting events going on there, because that place is always hopping, the gym, you know, at the baseball and softball fields. It's great.
Yeah, for sure. That's really, really good insight.
I feel like a lot of people don't realize the psychology of crowds at sporting events. A crowd can help turn the tide of a game. Because if you have the support of all those people behind you yelling, as an athlete on the field, the adrenaline that it helps feed into your system to be, you know, be ultra focused and excited about that game, and your crowd's behind you and they're carrying you through whatever you're doing, versus playing in a quiet gym or a quiet stadium, and the athletes and the coaches even are not, like, they're not getting that support from their community. It can be really hard to play in that environment. And I've coached at schools where the football coaches wanted everything quiet, all the way up to where the football coaches wanted everything as loud as you could. I don't want to be able to hear the plays. We've got hand signals, it's fine. Like, the winning teams in the sports like that, or basketball teams, have tend to be, of course, the skill and the talent matters more than anything, right? But it'll tend to be the ones that have that community support. To be able to feel that support from your community it's so important, and it truly will help change the tide of the game.
And I would almost wonder, and you know, I know we're kind of far enough removed from now, and maybe it's a taboo topic to bring up, the pandemic, you know, during COVID, we were playing in empty gyms. I don't know how many different times I talked to coaches about how do you find ways to try and generate that energy that you're talking about, Julie, that it's like no crowd there, nobody there to be providing that encouragement, that rah-rah to a game.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it was the situation we were in at that point, but being in those empty gyms, it's so stale. And so that does provide, and you know, as someone that's kind of, like I said, tries to be a fly on the wall, tries to kind of encapsulate the moment of games, you sense that big moment. And when there's people there, when there's a buzz in the stadium, it definitely makes it.
So Harvey, what about for you? I mean, you're a fantastic pitcher. I mean, you've pitched fantastic, hit the ball great this year. So tell me about what it means when you've got the crowd behind you, like that maybe is in the game. What does that mean as an athlete?
For me as a pitcher, you would think that, like, someone's always watching you when you pitch. You're always the first person to touch the ball. You always have a job to do on the field, and you're literally in a circle. So having, like, people watch you from different, like, point of views from all over, it does send adrenaline through you. Like, it makes you better. Makes you realize that it's so much bigger than what it is. Yeah. It's not just a game. It's something that you love to do and that other people are pushing you for.
Yeah, and having that energy, you know, it's full count, two down, right?
Yes.
I think that makes a difference, doesn't it? I totally agree. As a spectator, it's great. What do you think... what do you think the community's opportunity and responsibility is to support these young people, regardless of where we're ranking in the Cali rankings, for example, with OSAA? What should I think about the kind of community that we love and that we want to be part of, the community we do love and we are part of? What do we think the community's responsibility should be to support our young people and their growth, regardless of the season, regardless of our ranking?
Right. It seems like when, you know, they're not doing so well, that's when the community would step up and be there to cheer them on. So maybe we should talk about what it feels like when there's not a group of people cheering you on. How does that affect you when you're playing?
I didn't play basketball this year, but I still went to every home game. And like throughout the beginning of the year, I noticed like there was gym was starting to be a little bit full, and you kind of saw it throughout the season, there wasn't a lot of people, but I still would try and get my group of friends to go, because I knew how, like, the feeling of having people at a game is great. Like, you have that excitement and the adrenaline from all those people, especially playing football, where you have the Finlay, like, packs. But going to the basketball games just to, like, support all the guys on the court, I mean, I do some bum things. I brought a table one time in an ESPN stand and did the ESPN theme for the guys out there, and they all loved it. It was a pretty loud game, and we were obnoxious in the corner, but no, I think that community shows up when they know the program is needing people there, because you definitely see more coaches step up in youth sports to coach these kids, because they know what the future is going to hold for them. And they'd see what they could do to make the future better. Because most coaches are past athletes. They miss playing these sports a lot.
Yeah.
And they tell you all the time about how they wish they could be in your spot. And so it gives you the kind of that sense of like, okay, so I have an opportunity and I have people here to support me because it's something they want for me, but it's something they miss to have.
That's such a great point. So it's not just for the benefit of the athletes, it's also to benefit them. Because like you were saying, Joey, finding your spot in it, you know, you found your spot through radio broadcast. But, you know, for a lot of these folks that are not able to, you know, plug in anywhere, this is a chance to plug in. And so that's a really great point.
Yeah. I think what Graham said earlier about how, like, Coach Watson with the football team kind of challenged them to maybe latch on to a freshman that is getting through this period. And it's almost for the senior class going into next year where it's like, you know, you get to show what it's like to be a student athlete and kind of get to pass that on. And for the community, it's like, you know, if you were a part of the football program in the 90s or if you were a part of some of the other athletics that were going on, you remember what it was busy, you know, when it was popping, when it was big and it was a lot going on. And I think one of the aspects that could be, you know, really brought up is that it's kind of being able to create that experience for the next year. You know what made it so special to you when you did it and having all those people there. Why wouldn't you want to make it special for the group that's going through right now? Even if you don't have maybe a student that's going through a program or going through the school district at this time. You remember, I mean, back then, everybody was shut. The whole community would shut down and people would come out. And so I think there's probably a lot of reasons why that people don't show up. There's a lot of things that fight for our attention nowadays. But I think this is a worthwhile one that definitely helps support and kind of bring up the community. I think that's something we all, I think, at the back of our minds say that, you know, we would love to see and love to have that mm-hmm. happen. So an easy way to make it happen. Yeah.
Well, and I think, too, you have young people out there trying to figure out who they are and what they're doing. And it's an opportunity for them to, you know, for some who maybe, and I'm thinking maybe on like a freshman team where they've never really participated in something like this before. And so some of them are stepping out of their comfort zone to try something new. And so, and it's scary, right? It's overwhelming. There's a lot of emotion. So working through those emotions. And so when they show up and they're doing this, providing this experience, right? This event for the community, it's an opportunity for them to showcase what they're interested in, what they're trying to do, and they're trying to get better at. And when they see a large community giving support, it allows them to feel involved and feel encouraged and feel like they're some value to what they're doing. And knowing that in sports, you're gonna fail all the time. That happens. And so even in the moments where they're in a slump or they're struggling to fight through whatever it is that's causing the issue to not perform at their best or the slump, they're still encouraged by the support and having that group of people to uplift them and support them and get them through that.
Yeah.
And so, you know, kind of going back to the question, what's the role of the community? Well, it's that, to help support them and in developing those skills to figure out how to deal with the adversity, to work through the situation, to just become a better version of what they are at that particular moment. And so that's a huge community point.
Yeah, sports really connect people. I participated in a lot of sports. I was a multi-sport athlete, but I also just love going to games and, you know, people are connecting for their shared love of the game and shared support for a team. And you have people with politically would be hurling terrible things verbally at each other if they were talking about politics or religious differences or, you know, just generational. You know, you get great grandparents and little toddlers running around and everyone in between. And it's just a great way to connect and unite people. I'm sure we've all been at games where, you know, there's a big, big shot or a touchdown or a goal, you know, whatever, a run, and people are like high-fiving complete strangers and everyone's going crazy together. And it's like, what other environment do people from all different, you know, walks of life and all over different, you know, from every different corner of our community can come together and support the same people. And it also sends a message to our young people that like, you matter and we think you're doing great and we're here to support you, because there are a lot of people who sometimes have like negative ideas of teenagers and high school kids. And I'm not currently teaching now, but I was a high school teacher for a long time. And I always would tell people, and oh, how do you teach high school? I love teenagers. Like, these young people are so bright. They have so much energy. They're so driven. They're so passionate. And I think that sometimes, you know, older people, if they don't spend the time to get to know young people, can have that perception of kind of like the punk kid walking down the street, like egging people's houses. But there are so many amazing kids doing great things. And how else would you know if you don't show up? I went to the high school, our high school's girls lacrosse senior night, and that was the first lacrosse game I had been to. And it was so fun. I loved it. There were some athletes that I knew, some new athletes, and I was like, I gotta go to more of these games. And you know, my kids run track and do different things, and so it's hard to find time to get to like those other events. But even just going to that one game, it was awesome. It was an amazing game. It was so exciting to see the kids. And you know, even if you don't have a kid playing, it's a way you can show up for your community. And the young people feel that love, and that again boosts that confidence that I matter, I have value, like what I'm doing is important, and my community sees me. So,
and I think our community members would be surprised at how happy that makes them,
yeah,
as well, mm-hmm. how much yeah. they get yeah. out of that too.
Yeah, sure.
So one thing I want to touch on, and that I feel doesn't get talked about enough, is there's so much power in positive support that comes from a crowd, like so much, and it's so important for our athletes. But sometimes that energy isn't positive. Sometimes it can be really negative.
Sometimes people can get so worked up about something that they didn't agree with by a referee or an umpire or what have you, maybe the score, that they can be interruptive for our athletes' experience. And so I would love to hear from you two on how that feels, how that can feel sometimes when there is someone in the crowd that's that has become apparent to you as you're playing the game. How does that affect your experience?
For softball, I mean, every pitch is a new pitch. Every play is a new play. It goes by pretty fast. Like, there is like bickering between referees and parents or anything like that. But for when people like try to chirp at players, I think it's disrespectful. But what I do is that once I get off the mound, I take the ball, I take a few steps off the mound, I take a second, and then I go again. Because it's just, softball's a fast sport, and you can't dwell on what already happened. It doesn't affect me the way that it used to. I've definitely learned how to push through those moments. Is it irritating at first? Yes, but then you have to breathe and realize each pitch is new, each play is new, and you can always move on from it.
That's great. That's great. So I love how you are taking the time to find your own personal process to kind of move forward and stay present in the game.
That sounds
like that's really, really important. How about you?
I'd say during golf, I mean, golf's a sport where you just want everything to be perfect, but it's also a sport where you can't get in your head. So there's like times where I can hit a bad shot and then I will get frustrated and there will be a parent that's trying to help me, or I can hear them say something on the like car path, but there's times where I just need to step back from the ball, take a deep breath, rethink everything, and just go. Because once one shot's over, you can't go back and re-hit it. Once it's done, it's done. So you just have to move on.
Yep.
Like, what I think of is just, all right, like when I hit a bad shot, my first thought is, okay, what can I do now to improve where I'm at? I don't try and dwell on it. I try and go with what's called the goldfish mindset, always smile. Don't dwell on the past. So, yeah.
I love that. I have some specific examples in cheer, of all places, where we host a home competition for multiple schools every January. And twice, because of disruptive parents or spectators, we've had to call the police and have them removed in cheer. And watching and it was not our team. Wonderfully, our community is very supportive in that aspect. But watching the athletes that were on the team associated with that spectator that was removed, it was heartbreaking. You could see the athletes immediately, body language down, performance tanked, embarrassment, crying. Granted, my sport is mostly girls and tend to show a lot of outward emotion, But I, with the sports with the males, it's the same type of feeling. If that happens, the embarrassment and the way it would affect your playing, because when it's your parents or your grandparents or your aunts, then it's just, you are harming a child without physically laying a hand on them.
And you know what I find interesting is that, you know, the intention, I mean, everybody's different, but everybody's there to support. Mm-hmm. And so I think like sports can be so competitive, mm-hmm. That people just get in that energy and they internalize it almost, right? And it's almost like those people should take your advice and what you two, how you two are dealing with it on the field. Is how I think a lot of people can benefit too. If they just, when you're in the crowd and you get super amped up and you're just, you know, feeling aggressive, just to, like you said, take that pause, reset, remember why you're here.
I think I'm just as competitive as the next person. I get frustrated too, but the thing for me that I try to remember and also I talk about is it's a game, right? Yeah. And that's all that it is. It's a game. And that game's going to be there forever. These are going to be experiences that all of us, and we can all go back to the think about when we were competing and doing things and the frustration, but it boils down to it's simply a game, and it's an opportunity to learn. It's an opportunity to grow. It's an opportunity to develop into who we want to become, who we need to become, be the best version of us. I mean, I talk frequently about our goal is to win, but really the purpose of sports is to be the best versions of ourselves, right? Yes. And that's because I get up in the press box and I'm listening, I'm watching, I'm getting frustrated, but it comes down to we're talking about young people learning and growing. We as adults can take the same thing and it become the best versions of ourselves too and set that example and lead. And we're going to wake up the next day and that game's still going to be there. And so it's just a game.
Let's just be respectful of letting them play, mm-hmm. and just enjoy the fact that they're playing. You know, if you disagree with something, have it be in your head. And it's just disheartening if we hear that, you know, literally that their experience shifts because of the adults, yeah. mm-hmm. in a negative way. It should always be we go to make them have a better experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think another thing to keep in mind also as adults is that we set the example for these kids. So it's so important. Like, it's a part of the game to respect the umpire, to respect the referee. It is a part of the game. And it's just like going to work and respecting your boss. So if we have, if we give them experiences that teach them not to show respect in those areas, that will translate to their work, to their relationships, to all aspects of life. And I just think that that's a really important thing to remember, that we are the leaders for you.
That's great. Okay, so we're going to shift here real quick. So the name of this is Your Cue. And so obviously it gives a chance for you as our guest to give a cue to our audience. So something for them to think about this week, something that maybe was an insight for you as we focused in on these young people and coaching and athletics. So I'll kick it over to you. Adam, do you want to start for us? What's your cue for our audience today?
Well, kind of going off what we were just talking about and that, our young people are human, our coaches are human, our referees and our umpires are human. Everybody is gonna make a mistake, they're gonna do something. It's an opportunity to grow and we need to find ways to support that, right? Like none of us are perfect. And so, it's harder to find coaches these days, it's harder to find umpires these days because of all the extra things that happen that really have nothing to do with what's going on, right? And if we want to continue these, we have to have referees or we can't compete. We have to have coaches. And if we want our kids to continue playing, because, you know, I talked about numbers beforehand, but there's also so many other things that are distracting kids from coming out and doing things. And so if we want to continue to have these things and kids coming out, and we got to provide an opportunity for it to be a good experience, right? And remember that we are all human and mistakes are going to happen.
That's great.
Julie? My cue would be a challenge to our athletes. to go out and reach out to their neighbors and invite them to their athletic mm-hmm. events and invite them to their activities and see if that you can make a difference just one neighborhood at a time.
That's great.
So good. My cue would just be, before you complain, ask what you can do to help. There are a small amount of people who are trying to move the needle for a lot of things in our community, including athletics. And it's really easy to sit there while other people work tirelessly to try and help and improve things for our youth sports, our high school sports. And you don't have to be a former athlete. You know, being a soccer person, there are not a lot of former high-level soccer players here in Roseburg, but I have a lot of parents and other volunteers who will help organize team dinners, you know, fan gear, like do other things, help hand out rosters at games. I mean, there's so many things that you can do to help. So if you're frustrated with something, you know, before you complain, ask what you can do to help and get involved and see actually how much work it takes to go on, you know, behind the scenes like for all these youth sports events to happen. So
great advice. Harley?
My key would probably be just to find ways to support. We do a lot of fundraisers for volleyball and softball, and just we try to go around and try to ask how people, or we try to ask like people for their help. It's just helping out more. I'm not saying give us all your money, but I'm also saying that we also need financial
give
help.
Us all your money. No, I get it.
We need financial help with our gear. Softball is an expensive sport, I would say, with all the equipment. So definitely just trying to find a way to help.
So my cue would just be that the community really does push kids to become better than what they're at right now. They just help the kids become better people in life. They inspire the kids to grow more into human beings that they want to be, but the kids also appreciate the community and how much they do for us. I mean, football, we appreciate Josh Bidwell Foundation. They've helped us a lot over the past year, giving us gear, because, I mean, Roseburg's a small school compared to all these other schools, and so I don't think they realize how much the community actually helps us, like, thrive to be up there and compete with these schools, because you got the Eugene schools that are always going to be a little more than us, but the community helps out a lot, so yeah.
I think I would kind of just echo a little bit of what Harley said of like support, show that support, whether it be, like she said, fundraising efforts, whether it be just showing up to a game, whether it just be, you know, like Julie said, that talking to your neighbor and knowing that they've got a son or a daughter that plays athletics and just ask them, you know, hey, how's it going? When's your next game? Yeah. You know, even that, even if you can't make it out to a game, even that it shows that somebody's out there interested in what they're doing. So show your support, and you know, whatever that may be, there's a lot of ways to do that, and just being able to do it goes a long way. It makes a difference.
Absolutely. And with that, we are wrapping up the radio portion of this episode. And so next week, we'll celebrate one of Douglas County's most beloved traditions, graffiti. And for generations, this annual event has brought families, friends, and neighbors together, creating memories and giving people of all ages a reason to celebrate the community we all call home. Join us as we explore the history of graffiti, why it has become such a cherished tradition, and everything happening during Graffiti 2026. And that's happening July 8th through the 12th, so it's coming up quick. So joining us will be event director Bob Scott, representatives and family members of the founders of Graffiti, from the Stray Angels, Rat Rod Roundup, and Umpqua Flatheads Car Clubs, along with local youth who grew up attending the event and are now helping keep the tradition alive. And now it's time to head into the after show, which you're definitely gonna wanna check out, because we are going to dive deeper into RHS athletics and how that helps develop character among these young athletes. And so you can do that on the Roseburg Schools YouTube channel. And until then, it's been wonderful having you.
Yeah. Thank you, our guests.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Join us Thursdays from 4 to 5 p.m. on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Or watch online on the Roseburg Schools YouTube channel and the Your Q Facebook page. This show is built with our community, for our community. If you have an idea for a conversation that celebrates, uplifts, or educates Douglas County, or know someone we should feature, we'd love to connect. Reach out at yourq@roseburg.k12.or.us or message us on Facebook.